Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the seventh day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksuvos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We learned before in the previous Mishnahs halachas that were said by one of the Dayonim, Dayoni Gzeres in Yerushalayim, called Hanan ben Avishalom. Now we're going to learn about what the other Dayon said, some of which was accepted halacha, some of which was not accepted halacha. Admoin said, Shiva, he said, seven halachas, which we're going to explain in the coming Mishnayos until the end of this parak, until the end of this chapter. First halacha. Mishemes uvinech bonim uvanes. A person who died and left sons and daughters, and now they're coming to divide the estate. The girls want their mazonis, they want their sustenance, and as they're entitled to on the by the ksuba, part of the time the ksuba is that after the father dies, the daughters will get sustained from his estate. Meantime, the boys are coming to claim their what they're entitled to as a Yerusha of the Torah. Says the Mishnah, Bizman shanachasim rubin. If there are plenty in the estate to go around, there's enough in the Yerusha in the estate to cover both the daughters until they become a boigeres, until they become 12 and a half. There's enough to cover them for their expenses. And there's also enough for the boys to inherit. Then we say, Ha'bonim yorshim v'ha'bonis nizonis. The boys will get their Yerusha, they get the entire Yerusha, and the bonus nizonis, and the girls will be sustained and be fed and clothed by the brothers giving from their portion. Until the girls become of either get married, have kiddushin, or until they become over the age of being a cotton, up to the age of an adult, actually a bogeris, which is six months after they reach the age of an ara. What the Mishnah is telling us here effectively is that the girls cannot go to the boys and say, the daughters cannot go to the sons and say, we don't want to have to wait for you to give us our mazonos. Give us part of the Yerusha. We want part of the estate for ourselves so that we can feed ourselves until we become of age or until we get married. The rest you keep. They can't demand that. All the properties will go under the jurisdiction of the sons, and it's up to the son, and they will supply mazonos from that to the girls. That's if there's plenty to go around. However, in the time where the properties of the Yerusha that they got from the father are few, there's not so much. There's not enough to cover the mazonos of the girls and the boys until the girls would become of age, 12 and a half. Then, habonos yizoinu, v'habonim yichazor psochim. We will allot a certain amount of the properties of the estate to the girls. They will get it. And the boys, and we make sure that they've got enough of property or enough of the estate to keep them going until they become over the age of 12 and a half or until they get married. And the rest of it we give to the bonim. We'll give to the sons. And after the sons, the boys, have consumed whatever's left in the estate, it's up to them to go begging for it. Yechazal psochem. They have to go begging to find mazonis. We don't want the girls have to go begging. We want the boys, make sure the girls are given what they need. Then the boys can have the rest. And if it doesn't suffice, let them go and beg. Now, even if the same thing will apply if in the Yerusha, if in the estate, there was only enough to cover just the mozin of the bonis, just enough to cover the girls' needs, then same halacha. The girls will get what they need from the estate until they become of age or get married, and the boys will have to go door knocking. This is what the Tanakhama said. Admoin says, Bishvil shani zochor hifsadati. What, because I'm a male, I'm a boy, should I lose out? I.e., the power of the son is much stronger than that of a daughter when it comes to a Yerusha, because the son is Yerush. The girl, there's no Yerusha. If there's a boy in the family, then the girl gets nothing, Minatara. So why here should the boy's right be diminished just because he's a boy and he's fit to be Yorish when there is a lot of Nechasim, why should he lose out if there's not enough Nechasim, not enough in the estate? And therefore, he holds they all have to be sustained equally. Kulam Nizem B'Kachat. That's how Rashi learns the Pshat in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Admoin was actually arguing with the Tanakhama. Abba Raman Gamliel, Roya Nisti Radman. Rabbi Gamliel said, I like the words of Rabbi Admoin, they appeal to me. I think that should be the halacha, that the boys will always get the properties, or they will share the properties between them, between the girls and the boys, even if there's not enough to go around to cover the girls until they become bogeres. This is the way that most Mefarshim learn our Mishnah and how Rashi learns. However, other Mefarshim learn, Tosfos, for example, he learns that Admoin, when he expressed this astonishment, because I'm a boy, I should lose out, it was only an astonishment, but not arguing. In other words, Admoin does agree that halachically, this is what you do. You take it away from the boys, you give the estate to the girls if there's not enough to go around. But he was just expressing his disappointment, his astonishment. Should I lose out because of it? According to this pshat, according to Tosfos, they're not arguing. But that's not how most Mefarshim of the Mishnah learn. Most Mefarshim of the Mishnah learn, as we said, that Admoin is arguing. What is the halacha like? The halacha, however, is not like Admoin. Halacha is, in fact, like the Tanakhama, and that is that there will be an exception made, a change, if there are nechasim ma'otim, if there's not enough to go around, we will make sure to allocate from the properties enough for the girls to keep them going, and the balance, if there's any, will go to the boys. Mishnah Dalet. There is halacha that if a person's moed b'miktsa satayin, if a person agrees to part of the claim against him, someone says, you owe me $200, he says, I owe you only $100, he has to swear or give a shvuah, an oath to that effect, and that is oath is min ha-Torah. It's not a rabbinic oath, it's min ha-Torah. Now, when is this? This is if he's admitting part of what's been claimed. But what happens if someone is claiming wheat? You owe me 2 kilos of wheat. And the other fellow says, no, I only half a kilo or 1 kilo of barley. In such a case, it's what we call hoido'o, which is not mimin hataina. It's where the claim, or where the confession, what he's agreeing to, is not anything to do with what was asked for. It's ta'ana chitim ba'ala amar sorim. So he asked for wheat, and he says, I only barley. In such a case, one is free from a shavua. You don't have to give the famous shavua of moed miktus. Doesn't apply there. Because he claimed one thing and he was moeder the other thing altogether. But we get into a grey area in our Mishnah about a case where a person was moeder, was agreeing, but we're not sure if he's moeder mixus or not. And here we have a machlekes between the Chachamim and Admoin. Again, Admoin appears now in this case again. Hatoinus Chav, Mishnah Dalet, Hatoinus Chaver Kadishemen. A person comes along, Reuven says to Shimon, please give me my 10 barrels of oil, for example. 10 pitchers of oil you owe me. Vahoida and his friend agrees and says, Bekankanim. He says, I only owe you the pitchers. I owe you 10 pitchers. I don't owe you the oil. I'll borrow 10 pitchers for you and I'll give you 10 pitchers back, but not oil. Now, do we call this Moedah B'miktus or not? Do we say he came part of the way to agree to the claimant? Admoin Omer, Hoyel V'Hoyda B'miktus Sataina Yeshava. Admoin says, yes, this is a classic case of Moedah B'miktus, of agreeing part way. He's a partial agreement. Admoin holds that since the claimant asked for him 10 Kadeshem and pitchers of oil, he says that claim includes both the kalim, both the pitchers, and the oil. And therefore, when the person who was being claimed for, the nisba, as we call it, the defendant, is moida, and he says, yes, I do owe you pitchers, but only empty pitchers, that is moida b'miktus. He's agreeing to part of the claim. The person making the claim said pitchers and oil, or pitchers of oil, meaning both, the pitchers and the contents of oil. And he says, no, I only owe you the pitchers. Therefore, he is chayvish for moed miktus. They hold no. This is not a partial admission. It's not a partial admission. It's not a Meida Mikdas. Why? Because they hold that when the person asked for Kaddish Shem and pitchers of oil, he only meant oil, not the pitchers. He meant as much oil as will fill the pitchers. And therefore, when the fellow agreed, Shimon said, yes, I agreed to that I owe the empty pitchers. Well, that's not what the fellow was asking for. He wasn't asking for pitchers. He was only asking for oil that could fill 10 pitchers. That's what you owe me. And he says, I only owe the pitchers. It's then one is not to do with the other. It's not mimin hataini. He's not admitting even part of what the fellow was asking for. Fellow's asking for oil, and he's admitting to only pitchers. Omer Rabban Gamliel, and therefore he's exempt. He does not have to give a shavua, says the Chachamim. Whereas Admon held yes. Omer Rabban Gamliel, Roya Nistiri Admon. What appeals to me are the words of Admon. I think they're right. And therefore, when the person is asking for Kaddish Shem and for pitchers of oil, he was asking for both. And if the fellow is admitting just the pitchers, that is called a partial admission, and therefore he's Chayv Shvua, and that is the halacha. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, who says that he supports the words of Admon.